The Roaring Fork volunteers begin tonight building one of the trails on Red Hill. I'm wondering if you could talk about how that relates to the trails that DHM has designed that the trustees have chosen.
I think it's important to remember from the process that that hiking trail was included in all of the options that we laid out. Ultimately, we understood that the trails to follow needed to be planned in a way that once the hiking trail was there, we could still accomplish the other goals, which was reducing user conflicts and getting people off the road and making the trails more safe and enjoyable. And so each of the alignments that were put in front of the public allowed room for all of those things to happen. When we laid it out in front of the public and then the trustees with some modifications that we got based on the public feedback about how those trails get used and how they would function based on the layout and the circulation patterns and the topography out there. A couple of adjustments to option two, which was the public's favorite, ended up being also the favorite of the different stakeholder groups. And so we were able to take that forward to the trustees.
Remind listeners what option two is.
It is a total of three trails. So the hiking trail that begins today being one of those. And then two trails that have a variety of uses. So there's an uphill track that if you're standing down at the intersection of Highway 82 and 133 is on the far right-hand side. And that serves foot traffic and bicycle traffic and is really meant to replace basically the road route going up. Anybody who wants to go to the backside up the original Three Gulches Trail will be taking that route, as well as cyclists who want to, say, go up Blue Ribbon. And that will also be a downhill walking route. And then in the middle of the bowl is, we're calling it a directional route, not a downhill route, because downhill implies really, really fast, you know, big full face helmets. But this is actually it's a directional route in that it's meant to bring bikers down. It's meant to be fun and exciting to ride and to be more enjoyable than coming down either of the other routes, which will be closed to downhill bike traffic. And so that gets bikes off of that hiking route.
How did Red Hill speak to you? What kind of a place is this?
The first thing that comes to mind, and probably comes to mind for a lot of people when you think about Red Hill, is everybody comes away from a Red Hill experience, particularly if it's their first experience up there, with the panoramic overlook of town and looking at Sopras and looking up the Crystal Valley. And it's always dramatic and it's always breathtaking. And no matter how many times you go up there, it never stops inspiring because you're looking down on your town and on your valley. I think that was an important part of informing the way we looked at particularly laying out the hiking trail, that there's opportunities for some intermediate overlooks. And we really wanted to take advantage of, as the trail moves its way, switchbacking up the bowl, that sometimes it actually approaches that south edge a little bit. And so you may not have the extremely high mushroom rock vantage, but there are going to be a number of interesting places to stop and kind of look over the town from a little different perspective. And I think the other really important part is the climate associated with the geology and the physical characteristics of Red Hill. The red dirt that's so perfect when it's a little bit damp and is so powdery when it's really dry, and how that changes both the landscape and the trails themselves change very quickly, you know, in short periods of time, and understanding the sensitivity of that kind of a landscape juxtaposed with the number of people who want to go up there and enjoy that landscape. I think that is a really important part of understanding then how best to have people interact with it.